The U.S. State Department has changed its usual description of the Syrian Golan Heights from Israeli occupied to Israeli controlled. Change in terminology has come in an annual global human rights report released on Wednesday. A separate section in that report on the West Bank and the Gaza Strip also did not refer to those territories like it did before as being occupied or under occupation. Further, U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham said he'll make efforts to make the government recognize the Golan Heights as part of Israel. Tel Aviv has also been lobbying U.S. President Donald Trump to recognize its sovereignty over the territory. Israel occupied Syria's Golan as well as Palestinian territories of West Bank and the Gaza Strip back in 1967. And joining us now for this news review is David Yacoubian, professor of history out of Cal State University, San Bernardino, California, and Richard Silverstein, journalist and political commentator, joining us out of Seattle, Washington. Hello, gentlemen. Welcome. I'd like to welcome both of you to the program. And now we could, if we could start in San Bernardino, California. David, your thoughts on this. Lindsey Graham blatantly, you know, trying to defy international law by giving this declaration to the Israelis, or at least trying to push a government to do so. Your thoughts?
Well, we can expect no less from Lindsey Graham, who is basically a hardcore Zionist, self-proclaimed, as well as, of course, the current Trump administration, which is by far the most pro-Israel or Israel-influenced administration in American history. This is very clear. But that's what we can expect from Zionists such as Graham, Mike Pompeo, John Bolton, all again, self-described, proud Zionists. It's really what's in this report in terms of the attempt to change the terminology to fit the agenda to steal the Golan Heights from the Syrian government. And I think this needs to be understood in the context of Herman and Chomsky's propaganda model. Basically, the government attempts to create new terminology to fit with its agenda, and then the American mainstream media goes on to parrot this terminology to attempt to create a new reality which supports this agenda. We saw this very clearly the other day where Robert Paladino went through all sorts of bizarre gyrations of malarkey to chide the global media into calling the CIA stooge Juan Guaido the interim president of Venezuela rather than what he is, which is the opposition leader or self-proclaimed president. Also with the attempt to call the Persian Gulf, the Arabian Gulf. It's this attempt to change the terminology, to get the mainstream media to parrot that terminology, and thus, in the terminology of Chomsky and Herman, to manufacture consent for these policies, most of which fly in the face of international law.
And if I could now swing over to you, Mr. Silverstein, and one of the top department officials there at the State Department said this is just a designation for a human rights report, not politically motivated, not legal. Is he trying to discount what this change in terminology is really trying to promote?
This is a bit of Alice in Wonderland groupthink on the part of the State Department. They claim that this is just a legal designation, but actually the Golan annexation and the Golan conquest and the occupied territories conquest in 1967 is itself internationally illegal. So if they want to use a legal definition for the Golan, they cannot say that it is Israeli controlled, which is the term that they're using. It is Israeli occupied, it is Israeli conquered, but it is not Israeli and not Israeli, should not be called Israeli controlled. I also wanted to add something about Graham's statement about the U.S. Congress recognizing the Golan as part of an inalienable part of Israel. This is a gift that's being given by the Trump administration to Netanyahu on the eve of the election. The U.S. government is trying desperately to skew the election results so that by giving lots of goodies to Netanyahu, so the Israeli electorate will say that they'll vote for the politician who has the most favor coming from Washington. So having Graham come over here and say we will recognize Golan as Israeli is yet another goodie, another bit of bribery that the U.S. is giving to Netanyahu to help him win this election.
And Mr. Silverstein, Netanyahu, knowing the grandstander he likes to be, the same day he comes out and says that we have just exposed a Hezbollah cell that's operating there in the Golan, and it's so funny, it's just the timing of it is Netanyahu 100%.
Well, the Israeli intelligence military all are engaged in this sort of game playing by coming up with all sorts of schemes and conspiracies against Israel that make themselves look good, help approve the enlargement of their budget for the next fiscal year, and bring votes come election time. So usually these kinds of grand conspiracies that are discovered are either not what they're reported to be, or if they are, they're not really very much of a threat to Israel. But they are good for ginning up a lot of support, a lot of fear and mistrust among Israelis, and that's what motivates Israeli votes, is fear and ignorance and hysteria.
And David, who does that work on, that premise that if we don't have the Golan, Iran, Syria, and Hezbollah are going to attack Israel from the Golan Heights? I mean, if that was to happen, couldn't it just be a few kilometers farther back? I mean, that premise, that argument really shouldn't work on any, you know, normal layman, but somehow it does.
Honestly, I'm not sure to what extent these arguments are actually working anymore. To what extent, for example,
well, they're getting Washington. They're getting Washington to try to grant him, like Mr. Silverstein just said, try to help him justify giving the Golan Heights over illegally to Tel Aviv.
Definitely. My point is that I don't even think they care what the man in the street thinks anymore. What they're trying to do is essentially to steal the Golan Heights because it is one of three major sources of water for Israel. And as well, now we have Rupert Murdoch, Dick Cheney, and Jacob Rothschild invested in Genie Energy, which through exploratory drilling has found oil there. And so, of course, Israel is going to proclaim that it needs the Golan for security reasons, when in fact it is just stealing more Arab land for the purposes of expanding its colonialist apartheid state and its hegemony in the region. So my point is just that I don't even think the Trump administration cares if the global community or even the American population is really buying this. They're going to continue to try to work the propaganda model while really not caring at all through their actions and through their words what the position of the international community is and what the position of the majority of Americans are.
Gentlemen, I want to thank you both. We're out of time for this program. David Yacoubian, professor out of San Bernardino, California. Richard Silverstein out of Seattle, Washington, journalist and political commentator. Gentlemen, thank you both for joining us here on Press TV's News Review. And our viewers, thank you for joining us for this segment of your News Review. And bye-bye.